foolish questions. Needless to say, I don't have to point out that it's not a question of better. These questions relate not to qualitative changes in art, but to quantitative changes. And of course, Chopin is more chromatic than Mozart, but that doesn't make him a greater composer than Mozart. And of course, Swinburne is more chromatic than Keats. But in what sense is Keats chromatic at all? What do I mean by chromatic in terms of literature? What is chromaticism in poetry? Well, I mean it to be the freedom to pursue that one single phonological aspect of poetic language, sound itself, to indulge in it for its own sake. A chromatic poet, as it were, seeks out new sonic relationships, just as a chromatic composer does, relationships that are subtler, more intricate, exploiting the alphabet to its sonic limits. And such a poet concentrates on assonance, alliteration, dark vowels or bright ones, smooth labial continuance or abrupt plosive consonants, every kind of sonorific device. And by so doing, he shifts his emphasis toward this sonic area, away from syntax, away from semantics, even at the expense of clarity. Now, all this, of course, makes for ever-increasing ambiguity, always in the name of greater and greater expressivity.